Hello and welcome to the Full Spectrum Cannabis Show, recording here at Divine Fox Studios. I've got Lance and Calandra, and they're going to introduce our guest today.
All right. Hey.
What's going on?
How are you?
I'm well. Where have you been?
I've been
busy lawyering.
Yeah,
lawyering, keeping people out of jail.
That's right.
Doing the good work.
I'm standing good trouble.
Right?
Yep.
Yeah. I mean, we talked about that before. You were like, I'm just trying to understand when I need to call you. And you're like, you got to be in trouble. I'm like, all right, good to know. Well, anyways, we have a guest today.
Who's our guest, Calandra? We have an awesome guest. We have Veronica Alfaro.
Yeah.
She is the owner of Misoda Essence. Yes.
Yeah, we did that right.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, I can't wait for her to talk to us some more.
Yeah.
About what she's doing in the community. She is a Latina sister, and this is wonderful. I'm so glad she's here.
That's great. Me
Phenomenal.
Too.
Phenomenal.
Welcome. Thank you, Veronica.
Thank you. Yes. I'm really excited to be here.
You brought some beverages. You're in the beverage game, right?
Yeah.
It's like a bunch of beverage buddies.
Yeah. I don't even know where to jump in at because there's so much we're going to talk about today.
I know.
Her work and the Latino community and bringing that awareness of cannabis to all of Minnesota from a Latina perspective. And it's just wonderful.
Yeah. So, I mean, not like an interview or anything like that, but tell us a little bit about yourself.
So my name is Veronica. I'm a mother of three.
Yeah.
I would say but I'm a business owner. Uh-huh. I've been in the space since 2020. We started off with topicals. I'm a hemp processor through the state of Minnesota. So we work with local growers and we make it into what I call liquid gold.
Yeah.
Yeah. And so I started just because of pain. So that's kind of what brought me to cannabis. And I was dealing with, so I have cervical spinal stenosis. So that's like narrowing of your cavities in your neck and back.
Okay.
And so it kind of almost like creates like your body to be cement and really limits your mobility.
Okay.
So I needed to figure out a way to decrease my inflammation in my body.
Yeah.
And increase my mobility. And cannabis was that for me.
It's great.
Yeah.
I used to take like 800 to 1600 milligrams of ibuprofen on a daily basis. And then all of the sudden, just because August of 2022 happened, and August of 2022 was a pretty fantastic time because, beverage started coming into the market, and I had already been making my own caramels and doing different things like that. And I operated in the legacy market, 20 some years ago, but, I didn't really use enough. Right. I didn't enjoy the plant enough for it to actually provide, like for me, it provided me some great benefit, like what you're talking about, we'll hear some more about. But all of a sudden, I just didn't grab the ibuprofen anymore. And it's because I'd been eating more gummies and I'd been having some more tinctures. I've been drinking some more beverages. And now we don't even keep ibuprofen. We just don't even keep it in the house.
That's amazing to hear. Mm-hmm. I love to hear that.
But the creams and the topicals, and we want to hear about all of those things. Yeah. But that was kind of the beginning, right? Maybe not the absolute beginning, but one of the beginnings of your relationship with the plant and managing the challenges that your body was facing.
Yeah. So it really is. Topicals were it for me. It's all about layers though. Like you said, it's all about layers. So, cause before I started with the topicals, I did smoke. I did edibles, but I did small milligrams of edibles, microdosing.
Yeah.
So I wasn't being knocked out. It was more for like recovery and shortening my recovery process.
At Canopy Accounting, we're not just accountants. We're specialists in the green. Led by Nikki Roloff, a seasoned CPA with a passion for the cannabis industry, and the team at Roloff Associates, we provide comprehensive accounting services tailored for cannabis businesses in Minnesota. From seed to sale, our expertise covers every financial aspect of your growing business.
Legend Technical Services, cannabis testing and technical consulting. Legend is a locally owned and operated private laboratory that has served Minnesota's analytical testing needs for over 30 years. Legend has provided Minnesota's hemp and cannabis industries with invaluable testing services since the inception of these programs in the state.
Do you need a legal resource to navigate the ever-changing laws controlling the cannabis industry in Minnesota? Shulman Buskey Reams is your partner in cannabis law. Our experienced attorneys can help you form a cannabis business, apply for cannabis business licenses, draft policies and contracts, and fight for you in court, all at a much lower cost than our big law competition. Visit sbrcannabislaw.com for more information. That's sbrcannabislaw.com. Shulman Buskey Reams, experts in a budding industry.
Hello, friends. Have you ever heard of CannaCon? Are you in the cannabis industry or interested in the cannabis industry? CannaCon is the nation's largest cannabis convention, and we are lucky enough to have it happen right here in St. Paul. Come learn about what's new in cannabis. Come see for yourself that cannabis is about much more than you think. CannaCon offers something for everyone. Whether you are new to hemp and cannabis products or have some, let's say, prior knowledge, come see all that these dedicated and hardworking professionals have to offer. From beverages to sleep aids and everything in between, CannaCon is the place to be.
Ara Canning is a Midwest canning co-packer specializing in small to medium-sized batch runs for non-alcoholic and hemp-derived beverage brands. They provide cold-packed and carbonated aluminum cans. We're talking the 12-ounce sleeks, along with a variety of other services to get your product to market. Look them up online or call Jake at 763-312-0177. Again, that's Jake at 763-312-0177.
This episode is brought to you by Fat Nugs Magazine, where the art of cannabis culture meets world-class journalism. Come explore the fascinating world of cannabis and plant medicines through stunning photography, immersive art, captivating design, and thought-provoking storytelling. Check them out at fatnugsmag.com and see why the entire industry is fascinated by their work.
What's a small, you know, because everybody's like, a small dose for one person is a little different mm-hmm. than a small dose for another person. So like when you say you were microdosing and mm-hmm. having, you know, enjoyed the plant in the flower form and smoking it and inhaling the plant yeah. and having that type of immediate effect, what's a microdose for you?
So a microdose is when I should say, let me back up, microdosing with in the sense of edibles.
Sure, right.
Right? So, yep. Like, I would actually make a 3-to-1 butter.
Great.
So, with THC and CBD,
yep.
That would really help with my body. And so, I would use about 2 milligrams.
Yeah.
So, really small milligrams of throughout, but so I could have more throughout the day.
Sure.
So, I would use it maybe 3 to 4 times
great.
A day. And then I apart. Also do tinctures.
That's all right. Sorry.
How far apart?
How far apart oh. are those? Where is it like, you know, you're like every 4 hours, you know, you're like, you hit lunch, then you hit dinner, then you hit bed.
It like, was more like, was kind of that I was, pattern? So it was garnishing my food with it. So it was great. Anytime I ate.
Okay.
Yep. It was.
So that was going to be my next question, because you said you mixed it with butter.
Mm-hmm.
So you cook with it.
So it was more like a garnishment.
Okay.
So, and I would put it a lot in soups. Broths,
wow.
A lot of broths, because the high that would get to it from my body would just be right where I needed it to
sure.
be. And the fats of it just, it
mm-hmm.
it really binded nicely.
Right.
Mm-hmm. And then I would smoke. I would do maybe a bong hit, two sure. bong hits throughout the day, multiple times a day.
Sure.
And then topicals. When topicals became introduced, though, that changed everything, especially when you're looking at targeted areas. So, like, for me, my back, my shoulder was a really big part of where I needed it to really get at. And sometimes when you're consuming, you're getting it all over your body
mm-hmm.
and not really where you need it. And so when you're able to apply it directly on to where you need it, that changed the game.
For sure.
I remember till this day, like, I just was so overwhelmed, and I just started crying. because of how much it relieved the pain that I was in. And I had been trying to relieve that pain for years.
Yeah.
Wow. Years.
Wow. It's amazing when, like, you don't realize how high your pain tolerance mm-hmm. is, right? Like, if as somebody that's been in some car accidents, some different things, I mean, we've all deal with pain in a certain way, right? But as that pain starts to kind of build, we don't recognize that, right? Something that happens slowly over time can be such a great impact on our body and our lives and our mind, right? And our mood. And that's what I think is super important about getting this plant to the people in all of these forms and understanding, yeah, sure, you just want to have an edible because you want to have some fun. You want to have a beverage because you want to have some fun. You want to have one of these beverages because you want to reduce your alcohol intake. You know, you want to, like, I'll tell you one thing, I drink a little bit too much and I'm like, oh my gosh, what did I do to myself? Why did I do that? That sucks. And then guess what I do? I take my little T-zone right here and I put some muscle cream on it. Right? And then that starts feeling so good. So I hit my temples.
And then you're going to reach for that ibuprofen, maybe.
Man, I don't even touch the stuff. But like, boom.
Yeah.
Feels so good. So the locality and dialing in, I think, is important to the conversation and to the listeners to understand that, you know, you may have smoked in college. It doesn't mean you don't have to smoke. You can just put muscle. I have a ton of clients that just buy muscle cream. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Just buy muscle cream.
Yep. But not to mention the sleep.
Sure.
You know, people taking different things just to get some sleep, and then they wake up and they're groggy. Yeah. You know, the edibles, you're not going to wake up groggy.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And you're going to get some sleep. Yeah. And there's so many benefits to just sleeping. Mm-hmm. A friend of mine, she recently lost about 60, 70 pounds. And we had breakfast and I said, well, what did you do? She said, well, I saw a health coach, not a dietitian, a health coach. And she said, the first thing she told me to do was get some sleep. Mm. She said she started getting 7-8 hours of sleep a night. She said she lost like 10 pounds in 2 months. Just sleeping. Mm-hmm. So then she went back to her and then she started talking about, you know, protein intake. She started doing some Pilates. But doing that combined with sleep just really activated her metabolism. And she's like over 55.
Right.
And all she does is, you know, Pilates and mainly sleep and getting some good protein. But if you need help to sleep, then guess what? It's not helping in other areas because you're probably not productive at work. Mm-hmm. You know, you're dragging. You're not going to go to Pilates, but
you're drinking more of this. You're drinking more of that. You know,
you're compensating.
Yeah,
yeah. You're really trying to compensate in ways that you can't.
Yeah,
and then you're compromising yourself and your body.
Yeah, and especially after you get a certain age and you're a professional, it's really hard to turn that brain off and go to sleep.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, and back to your point, helping that pain go away and then the realization of how much pain you actually were in, right? Mm-hmm. So that's what launched this.
Yeah, it launched everything. It launched, and to like your friend's point, so like I also dropped a lot of weight with everything, and so like people started asking me, what are you doing? Because I was documenting everything through my stories. Mm-hmm. And that's where I was like, how do I do this legally?
Right.
And speaking of pain, so my mom has neuropathy in her feet. Mm. And
it's like a throbbing in your foot, isn't it? Or something like that?
Well, she said it.
Is it nerve endings just like on fire?
Yes.
Okay.
Because she said it feels like knives are stabbing her in her feet. And I know that there's a lot of people deal with neuropathy, especially if you're going through chemo or some other health issues. And one day someone gave us a review that said, for the dispensary, that said, they have the only products that help with my neuropathy.
Yeah.
And they were talking about the gummy. So I took some to my mom, and sure enough, it's the only thing that helps. Mm-hmm. You know, the doctor, it gave her like some other cream that they put together.
Sure.
Well, that put her back in the hospital because it interacted with her chemo pill very negatively, but the gummies don't.
Yep.
So
you go to fix one thing and then all of a sudden something else.
Exactly.
You know, and it's not that the plant doesn't come with its side effects, but they're side effects that you almost already deal with in your normal life.
Yeah.
Right? Like you can get a creep of anxiety. You might have a little bit of paranoia. Almost all of it has to do with your dose. So, you know, the dose of THC, in fact, you know, higher doses of THC, and a higher dose of THC could be 3 milligrams for you. If you're just starting out with the plant, a higher dose of THC could be 30 milligrams for you. Everybody's a little bit different. But that's when you go and you balance it out with some CBD, like your 3-to-1 that you were working with on your butter. And when we say 3-to-1, what we're talking about is we're talking CBD first is three parts. And then one part of THC. And so in that scenario, based off of your 2 milligram, you were going 2 milligram THC. And then how much CBD is what that math would work out to?
Off the top of my head, I don't know, but honestly.
Math before 5.
Yeah.
Math after 5 is bad for me. So what I would see it as is I would see it as you've got 6 milligrams of CBD, and then you'd have 2 milligrams of THC.
Yeah.
That's what works in my head. Mm-hmm. But in any case, it can say 3-to-1 on it. It's still going to tell you how many milligrams it is. So read your labels, right? Mm-hmm. Read your labels, read your ingredient lists, understand what's in there. How long is that ingredient list? Is there 10 different things in there? Do they have multiple different things to preserve it? Are they just using, like, great, I'm happy that you're using cane sugar. Are you using organic cane sugar? Does it matter to you? Doesn't it matter to you, right?
It does when you're, I think, trying to heal your body.
I think it does too. I think that it matters to increase your bioavailability with the type of ingredients that we're ingesting. I think all of those things are important for us, right? Mm-hmm. Some of us are just like, I just want to get high. Cool, you can just do that too. Mm-hmm. But if you're looking to heal your body, to your point. So back more to, that's what you started to figure out, and now how do I do it legally, right? So I knew how to do it legally.
Of course you did.
Right? I was like, well, I was already kind of in the game and I was doing this and doing whatever, right? But, and to do it legally, thank goodness in Minnesota, we have, I don't know if you call it proper, I might as well call it proper legislation. Whether you think that it's the right way or the wrong way, it is something that secures our businesses here in Minnesota, that there's a lot of other states that don't have the same type of protections as we have. So you figured out how to do it legally and you started with creams.
Creams, yeah. Okay. We started with creams and then 2022 happened with legalization and everyone was doing gummies. Right. Everyone was doing gummies and we wanted to be a little bit different and produce something that I wanted to see on the market. That I didn't get to see. I want to see more Latino products.
Yeah.
Even just in the regular market, right. I want to see more Latino products.
Right.
So we did polvorones, which is my grandma's recipe.
Right.
It's a Mexican cinnamon sugar cookie with walnuts and an infused vegan butter, and they are so yummy.
Mm-hmm. They are. They're delicious, everybody. Just so you know, they're delicious.
So we did those and that's been great. We still producing those and then we moved to beverages, especially because I wanted an alternative to alcohol. So like I myself have been sober for 4 years
great.
Since 2019. It might be a little bit more. I don't count. I just wake up every day and choose. I'm not drinking today.
Right.
But I wanted it to also be something that my family could turn to. We drink a lot. I grew up in a Mexican family. We drink a lot. I remember my cousins telling me he was getting married and they were like, so are you done with your stint, your sober stint? I'm like, this is my life now. There is no stint. This is my life now. Right. I'll bring my weed.
Yeah.
I can still come have fun,
right.
You know, but I'm just not going to drink.
Yeah.
And so, like, I wanted to change the narrative in my family with my tios, my tias. And so I wanted to create a beverage that they could enjoy.
Right.
And so that's where it started and just kind of growing from there.
Yeah. Right. So you did that, and it's called Tropical Haze.
Yeah. So we have Tropical Haze. It has also, we partnered with a Latina candy maker based out of Burnsville.
Okay.
Wow.
So she is enchilados, and she makes the chamoy that we, it's a mango chamoy that we have. And that is to also rim up your can to kind of get a full experience mm-hmm. of like almost kind of like a michelada, but yeah. without alcohol. It's
right.
Agua fresca.
Yeah. So right now, because people will want to know, they can see this in the store.
Yeah.
And if I see this in the store,
yeah.
right, I'm going to go, fuck is that? You know, I'm going to be like, what do I do with that? I know what to do with it. Right. Because I'm like, how do you do it? Right. And then they're like, well, you do this. I'm like, all right, cool. So we have the opportunity to show people. Right. And I'm sure you've shown in your stories,
yeah.
on, you know, social media and wherever it ends up being and on your website too. But an opportunity here, you know, can we do one
yeah,
of them and then we
it.
Can, and then we can, yeah. we can drink it.
Yeah.
Calandra, try it.
I'm down.
You got stuff going on later today?
Well,
yeah,
I got this going on now.
All right, that's good. So we should do that. Crack it open. Show us how it's done.
Do you have a glass, maybe?
Yeah, we've got a producer that doubles as an assistant.
Of course. This is wonderful. I told you all this was going to be phenomenal.
I know. It's going to be great. Yeah. I don't know who you were telling, but...
I'm talking to our audience.
Oh, right. Yeah, you were yeah. telling them. You
yeah,
were telling
I was
them
telling,
earlier.
I was telling... They were the only ones listening. Clearly, you were not listening.
Right.
So
right.
while our producer is going to get yeah. the glass, can we just clarify? So the CBD is typically what you use for pain with the THC, and I use CBN to help me sleep. Are there... any other terpenes that you use? CBG, CBC?
I haven't started using different other cannabinoids.
Okay.
I do use CBG. I do like it, but I'm just old school. I smoke.
There's something wrong with that.
I'm really natural with the, you know, and I'm always just trying to reduce the inflammation. So that's where the butter comes in.
Mm-hmm.
And then topicals, lots and lots of, and anything that is full spectrum, mm-hmm. I'm going to like a little bit more.
Okay.
Just to kind of help with that, give me that full plant, which I wish we could do more of.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
Are you a fan of live rosin, dude?
I am.
Okay.
I am. I'm a big fan of live rosin.
Okay, I might have something for you in my bag.
Mm-hmm. Uh-oh.
Uh-oh.
Calandra's about to bring something out of her bag. So this is great. So you're putting the chamoy.
Yeah, so we're going to...
on the edge of the glass. This is what you would do if you were, you know, fancy and had glasses, like, right away.
Okay.
Right? So you're, like, yeah. at home.
Yeah.
And you can do this, right? But if you're... you know, somewhere else.
You could just do it on the can.
You just put it on the can, right? Yeah. And you don't need to rim the whole thing.
No.
Right? But
a lot of people
off.
Like it just actually inside. So they will open up the can and just put it inside.
So like, boop.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And so this is tajin that we'll just kind of throw on.
Now that's what you see like corn and stuff, right?
On yeah. like elotes and stuff? Yeah. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah. You will even see it on like margaritas. I've been seeing people rim up margaritas
I've seen
with
that too.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I've never had it out of a glass. I've only had it out of the can.
Well, you're bougie today.
This is gonna be exciting. This is exciting.
Yes.
It's a little warm though.
That's okay.
That's okay.
We can figure out what
good.
It would be like
yeah.
if it was. It's almost better, right? Like if you know you're drinking an old world beer,
yeah,
right. An old world beer is meant to be cellar temperature.
Uh-huh.
Thank you. Meant to be cellar temperature, and so cellar temperature, it's not super cold. It's not super warm either.
This is so cool. You see that?
Yeah.
Okay, so
salud.
Oh, salud.
Cheers, friends.
I drink it. Oh, and it smells good. Oh my gosh.
What do you think? Tell me what you think.
Okay. So it kind of tastes like to me like candy a little bit.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I mean, there was a candy maker involved. So that making the chamoy.
That would do it.
Yep.
Is it?
And it's chamoy.
Yeah. So a lot of people think chamoy is spicy, like extremely spicy, but it's more flavorful than spice, yes. I would say.
Yeah. There's a lot of flavor coming.
And there's definitely, I always like to tell people, it's different experience without all of this goodness and yes. with it. Mm-hmm. It's two mm-hmm. different completely drinks.
Right.
Yes.
Well, and it's three technically, right? Because you can drink you can just have the beverage. Mm-hmm. You can have the beverage with the chamoy. Mm-hmm. And you can have the beverage, well, you could actually do it four. There's four different options right there. Because you could go tajin only, you could go chamoy only, you could go drink yep. only, you can go together.
Yeah.
But it's full of flavor. It's very smooth. Mm-hmm. Like even when you don't drink it with the chamoy, mm-hmm. it's very smooth. Like I could just have it over ice and
yeah,
and it'll be good by itself.
It's very refreshing. Mm-hmm. There's no carbonation in it, so it's almost a natural like fruit juice, mm-hmm. But without carbonation.
Right. Mm-hmm. Are we running?
Keep going. That's what the agua fresca. It's supposed to be representing and okay. following.
Great.
And each can is 5 milligrams?
5 milligrams, okay. Yeah. We also moved through restaurants with them, too. And I think 5 milligrams, I really want it to be that social drink. I want you mm-hmm. to bring to the carne asada. I want you to bring it to the barbecue, right? And I want you to be able to share and consume it.
Right.
Yeah.
So 5 is important to us, but we are moving to 10. Mm-hmm. Right. The market is telling us we have
yes.
to.
You
have
yes.
to. Yes. You're going to keep looking for the other things, but with a still beverage like that, you know what I always tell people with anything that is carbonated, that has flavor, okay? Because some of the things that are out there, they don't have any flavor, and I understand if you want to be a zero-cal, you know, low-cal or mm-hmm. no sugar, zero sugar, whatever that ends up being, I don't want to take away your joy. But that beverage that does not have that much flavor, when you take away the bubbles from a beverage like that, you're taking away some flavor. When you have a full flavored beverage, like mm-hmm. all three of our beverages are full flavored beverages, yours is still, mine's bubbly, yours is bubbly, not overly bubbly by any means. Mm-hmm. But what I like to say is it's not a Coca-Cola. Right? You can put it in the fridge. It can sit there for a day. It can, in fact, sit there for multiple days after that because I've tested it and sampled it and tried to figure it out because I'm a dork and I'm just like, well, how does it work? And so you do that and the bubbles go away. And sure, you lose just a tiny little bit of the bubble-esque flavor, that effervescence that's there. Mm-hmm. But you're already a still beverage. So when you go to a 10 milligram, the value proposition just gets better for the consumer.
It does.
Because you're putting more milligrams in a drink. You'll stay 12 ounce likely because, mm-hmm. you know, some people drink this before bed and you don't want to be up in another hour, right?
Right.
Right. But I like the still beverage because there's not a lot of still beverages out there. And when we look at kind of the half and half world, mm-hmm. the Arnie Palmer world, or you know, whatever you want to describe it as, right? That's a still beverage as well. And that mm-hmm. beverage moves pretty fantastically in the market because you can tell when something is doing that because there's multiple half and halves or variations of a half and half on a shelf, and they wouldn't exist on the same shelf if the demand wasn't there from the consumer, mm-hmm. right? Mm-hmm. So the still beverage is a big thing for some folks. So yeah. It's delicious.
Yeah.
Thank you for sharing.
Thank mm-hmm. you. And we also like to tell people it's a good base mixer. Mm-hmm. So if Agreed. You're going to be creating some THC mocktails at home, you can also put in some fruit in there, make a sangria. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Right.
It gives it a variety of options yeah. to do it.
Us as humans, we like to mess with things. Right. And so when we go to mess with things and as somebody that's formulating, right, as somebody that's formulating we want it to be able to stack up to what it is that we know you're probably going to do to it, mm-hmm. right? You're going to put this in it. You're going to put that in it. You're going to pour it warm over a full glass of ice. You're going to do all sorts of things to tailor it to the experience that you want to enjoy. I think that it's our duty to make sure that the beverage gets to them so that they can do those types of things with it. So I'm not knocking on any of the folks that are in the lower flavor category, because there's definitely a space for that too. I'm more just saying I really appreciate makers that are out there formulating beverages that we can water down, right?
Yeah.
And that we can add something to, and it's can enhance our experience or guide our experience a little bit more to our own flavor profile.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I agree.
So on that note, I think we're going to take a little bit of a break.
That sounds good.
Does that sound?
At Canopy Accounting, we're not just accountants. We're specialists in the green. Led by Nikki Roloff, a seasoned CPA with a passion for the cannabis industry, and the team at Roloff Associates, we provide comprehensive accounting services tailored for cannabis businesses in Minnesota. From seed to sale, our expertise covers every financial aspect of your growing business. Legend Technical Services. Legend is a locally owned and operated private laboratory that has served Minnesota's analytical testing needs for over 30 years. Legend has provided Minnesota's hemp and cannabis industries with invaluable testing services since the inception of these programs in the state. Do you need a legal resource to navigate the ever-changing laws controlling the cannabis industry in Minnesota? Shulman Buskey Reams is your partner in cannabis law. Our experienced attorneys can help you form a cannabis business, apply for cannabis business licenses, draft policies and contracts, and fight for you in court, all at a much lower cost than our big law competition. Visit sbrcannabislaw.com for more information. That's sbrcannabislaw.com. Shulman Buskey Reams, experts in a budding industry.
Hello, friends. Have you ever heard of CannaCon? Are you in the cannabis industry or interested in the cannabis industry? CannaCon is the nation's largest cannabis convention, and we are lucky enough to have it happen right here in St. Paul. Come learn about what's new in cannabis. Come see for yourself that cannabis is about much more than you think. CannaCon offers something for everyone. Whether you are new to hemp and cannabis products or have some, let's say, prior knowledge, come see all that these dedicated and hardworking professionals have to offer. From beverages to sleep aids and everything in between, CannaCon is the place to be. Arik Canning is a Midwest canning co-packer specializing in small to medium-sized batch runs for non-alcoholic and hemp-derived beverage brands. They provide cold-packed and carbonated aluminum cans, 12-ounce sleeks, along with a variety of other services to get your product to market. Look them up online or call Jake at 763-312-0177. That's 763-312-0177. This episode is brought to you by Fat Nugs Magazine, where the art of cannabis culture meets world-class journalism. Come explore the fascinating world of cannabis and plant medicines through stunning photography, immersive art, captivating design, and thought-provoking storytelling. Check them out at fatnugsmag.com and see why the entire industry is fascinated by their work.
All right, everyone. Welcome back to the second half. Full Spectrum Cannabis, here it is. Go ahead, guys.
We're back.
We're back.
What do you usually say?
We're black.
There you go. All right. Good on you. Good on you. So we were talking about flavor. We were talking about all of those fun things. One of the things Calandra was talking about when she was introducing you is your community involvement and, kind of where your passion lies within the plant, but also outside of the plant. So tell us a little bit more about that.
Yeah. So I'm really involved in the Latino community. I want to make sure that we are at the forefront of a lot of this. We've also been harmed by this. We've been persecuted by this. A lot of people have been deported because of this. Mm-hmm. And so understanding that we also have a space in this and creating that space and teaching about that space. But there's a lot of stigma still built up in the community. So it's a lot of education on stigma.
A lot of work.
Yeah.
A lot of work, right? Reduce it. Remove the barriers. Reduce the stigma. That's, I think that it's pretty fantastic that a lot of our guests say the same things that we say,
yes.
Right? Mm-hmm. We're all working to do the right things mm-hmm. in order to inform and educate our communities, which our communities could be closer to us or the community at large, right? Like, how do we, anytime we have the opportunity to get in front of folks and help them understand a little bit more about what our path has been with the plant and tell some stories, share some stories with them, I think can further engage the community and help them understand that it's not what it was. We shouldn't forget about what the hell happened, because there's a whole lot of that. And you're looking at the back page of a independent cannabis publication, Fat Nugs, that is, doing some cool things. They a whole edition, right? A whole issue dedicated to prisoners and telling some stories about that and supporting that cause and telling some stories about excellent actors, where if you want to support, this is how you can go and support, right? So where does a lot of that education happen?
Talking to people, breaking those stigmas, going to events. I do a lot of networking.
Like Calandra likes conventions. You just like networking events. Why you guys get along so well.
Well, she does a little more with me. She's usually speaking on the panel.
Yeah. So you're sitting on panels, and that's the type of events you're talking about.
Yeah, and leadership.
Great.
Yeah. Talking with other people to also, start at the top and kind of trickle down to the bottom as well. But it's also just a lot of talking with people. Anyone I talk to who wants to also be in the space is understanding. There's a lot of misconceptions. Mm-hmm. And I know even when I was going through things with my own family and realizing and understanding immigration.
Right.
And understanding what it means to be in the cannabis space and how those two do not mix.
Right. Mm.
They do at all. Even on because federal will always trump what we got going on in state, no matter what. Is what I've found out.
Yeah, and we're talking about the adult use recreational market versus the low potency market specifically here in Minnesota.
Well, no, I think any market, whether it's recreational, legal, or medical, I think that if you have issues with being undocumented, no matter what, those two worlds are going to clash.
Yeah,
right,
and with the disparities in the justice system and the incarceration rate. I mean, we have a saying in federal court, the feds will indict a ham sandwich. So if that ham sandwich is sitting there and undocumented and is found with a joint or, a roach, whatever, they will indict that undocumented person. I mean, they will make a case.
Yeah.
That's just,
and they will be deported.
They will be deported.
Man,
yeah. I mean, it doesn't matter. It's very scary.
It is. There's a case actually that just is going around right now that just happened, based out of Wisconsin, Milwaukee. A lady, Ma Yang, I believe is her name. Mm-hmm. She was here since she was 8 months old. 8 months old. She's 37 right now. She was just deported to Laos. She did 2.5 years federal prison time after she was released out of federal prison. And she had her green card. So she was a legal citizen, or not citizen, but a legal permanent resident of unit here. And she was deported.
Whoa.
For cannabis. Whoa. So it's a serious thing. You don't even have to even consume. So, even my dad, if he wanted to, or family, my dad is now a U.S. citizen, but at the time, if he wanted to invest, he couldn't.
Right.
Because when he went for his citizenship, if he was investing into a cannabis company, he didn't even have to consume. He would be labeled as a drug trafficker.
Mm-hmm.
And now his permanent residency would be taken, revoked, and then he would never be able to leave the country, or he would be deported based on the terms right now with our presidency and who sits in office. He would definitely be deported.
Oh.
And I can tell you one thing that really rubs me the wrong way is when you have folks from the Latino community who are undocumented. Even if they are documented, there's still that fear there. Mm-hmm. But then you have other folks in the Latino community in positions of authority, and they make these overt efforts to make sure folks are deported or they're getting in trouble. And I just know this just from my own experience as a criminal defense attorney and just questioning police officers on the stand and just blatant lies, you know, and cross-examining them and impeaching them on their own statements. And they will lie on the stand and lie on reports. And, you know, and I can tell the judges recognize it too.
Right.
But, you know, and I'm not saying that as a black and brown officer that you should say things that aren't true. I think you should be truthful because you owe it to your community. But don't lie just to ensure the judge will make sure this person gets deported or they're convicted or the search, you know, can still be used at trial. And it really drives me crazy and it's very disheartening to see that. And I see it often.
That's
even
sad.
In the cannabis. Yes. Even in the cannabis space, you know, since we've had case law from last September that says you can't search because, you know, someone's car smells like weed.
Right.
It's just, you should just see how many officers are still willing to lie because they believe that cannabis is a drug. Cannabis should still not be legal.
It's part of the stigma too,
and,
right?
And it unfortunately is part of our system, our justice system. But
well, it's people.
I've seen it.
It's people, and in this case, you're talking about police officers, right? Mm-hmm. We don't get to run around just putting people in jail, right? Like that's the reason why we have our judicial system. Mm-hmm. And so when, you know, if you're an officer that's on the stand and you're not being truthful, right? You're just lying about what it is that actually happened. Mm-hmm. Aren't you the person that is giving the sentence? And then you're bypassing the whole judicial system at that rate.
Right. And you know, when I first went into criminal defense over 20 years ago, I saw it back then. And a judge once told me that officers, they are like criminals. The only difference is one goes one direction, the other one goes another direction, but they have the same mentality. And I really believe that's true.
Yeah, we've seen it. Mm-hmm. We've seen it happen, right?
Yes.
They just have a badge that protects what they do.
Yeah.
Correct.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. But, you know, to your point about immigration and cannabis, you are 100% correct.
And we're not educated. I'm hearing even right now of current business owners who hire people who are sitting on these, who don't, essentially you have to be a U.S. citizen to play in the game, which right. is messed up, first of all. Mm-hmm. But there are people who are, you know, sitting with green cards who are working on payroll, and that can harm them.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That can really harm them. But you're seeing it happen right now. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And it's up, it's up to us to educate people, and it's up to have conversations like this.
Right.
To be able to, for people to understand, like, there are some legality issues with that, and mm-hmm. it can be harmful to the people, and what do you do? And making sure people are aware.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So they can make their own decisions without misinformation or not the proper information.
And both to the person and the cannabis business. And what that then does is it brings in these other stigmas and these misconceptions about the industry, mm-hmm. you know, as a whole.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Man, it's messed up. It's all sorts of messed up, isn't it?
Yeah.
But it's all revolved around education though, and like trying mm-hmm. to really show people, but also make sure that we are not also left behind, mm-hmm. you know? So
well, that's what we're all kind of worried about, right? Have you ever been in a line? I love lines. They're my favorite. They're not really anybody's favorite, I don't think. Some people really like to chat with people in lines. But there's always just
going to... It happens a lot in Minnesota. It drives me nuts.
Just people chatting with people.
Yeah.
Like, ooh, I found an idle body.
Yeah.
Let's chat with them.
Like, if you're in a line, what I've found since I've lived here is that you will learn someone's whole life story in the grocery line. and you walk out of ticket, I will never see this person again, and I will not get those 20 minutes back. But you've learned everything. You've learned the dog's name. Uncle might have just died. You know what town they grew up in. Mm-hmm. And depending on what part of town you are, you will find out how many minorities they've been around in their life, too.
When everybody thinks, hi, is a question. You know? It's like, no, I was being polite.
Yeah.
Engaging you for one quick moment.
Don't
want to talk about the trident that picked up off of this show.
Yeah, don't do it.
Yeah.
Do it. And then I think you're antisocial. You know, that's why I love New York. Nobody talks to anybody. Everybody's walking fast, trying to get to where they're going. I absolutely love it.
They're all in their own head.
Yeah.
I dig it too.
Blinders.
Yes.
Yep.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Lines are the best, especially when you watch somebody cut in one.
Yeah. That's because you're from Wisconsin. Too.
I just watch. I'm not the person cutting in the line.
Yeah. But you're a Wisconsinite too. And so we kind of think alike. So.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
Sam's making a lot of noise.
Yeah, I see you staring at him over my shoulder, and you're like darting your eyes at him, and I feel like you're going to jump at him. But
yeah, he needs to get a quieter printer.
He better get it quiet, especially while you're talking. Huh?
Yeah, I mean, I can hear my printer all the way upstairs. Jeez. Lines, great. We got that out of the way. That was important.
So, I know you've had some other health issues that this has helped you with.
Yeah.
Can you tell us a little more about that?
Yeah. So cannabis was a big part of me getting healing through my recovery of losing partially of my tongue. I had cancer of my tongue, which I'm still, that happened in July. So I'm 7 months now, I think, or six, seven. Yeah.
Things are testing well.
Yeah, I just had a PET scan this past week.
Yeah.
Things are good.
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 Nothing too concerning, I don't think. We'll see if I get a call from my doctor.
You're always waiting for something to just fly sideways at you, you know what I mean?
But it's been going good. Honestly, I'm really proud of being able to say that I was able to heal through my surgery and not take 1 ounce of any painkiller whatsoever. And I used a lot of RSO, topicals. Topicals were my best friend.
What's RSO?
So our RSO is a Rick Simpson oil. It's a full plant. It's a very concentrated. You don't need a lot. And it usually comes in a little syringe. And I put it in soup.
Okay.
Yeah, a little rice grains amount of soup. And it's a full spectrum.
We're going to have to, post some soup recipes after all of this.
I feel like I want some soup.
You know?
It's
not as sunny outside today. I hope it is when you're listening to this. But I'll tell you, it's soup weather.
I feel like I want to make gumbo and, add some THC to it.
You should.
Yeah.
Oh, yes.
It sounds amazing.
Yes.
Okay, so what's next, right? We can talk about what we see as the future and things like that, but that's just us guessing at things. But so what are you up to? You know, you have Tropical Haze. It's out in the market right now. I'm sure you're in a bunch of different locations. Do you have a store locator or something like that?
On our website.
So you go to your website, and what is your website?
Our website is misodaessence.com.
Got it. Fantastic.
And that is, can you spell that?
Yeah. So MISOTAESSENCE.com.
Oh gosh, I can't wait for the little letters to pop up on the bottom of the screen if you're watching this.
I know.
It was so perfect.
Yeah.
It's not Minnesota.
So store locator there, and then they can figure out where Tropical Haze is. Do you have it? I've always been toying. I've toyed with this just because I know it's going to end up taking work, and I don't want more work. especially this computer action of work. But where you can get Tropical Haze and where you can get your Polverones, do you have it so that somebody could filter that? Or are you just we're here, go there, you'll find something?
No, it says it directly on there, Polverones, or if they carry both, or if they carry just one or the other.
Nice, filtering it down.
Yeah.
Pro move.
I like to tell people everything.
Yeah.
The more information, I think, is better. I don't know.
Excellent.
Yep.
I love it. I love it.
I like to over-communicate.
Yes, yes.
There's nothing wrong with any of that, right? That's great. So you're saying, and I mean, we're always working on something new, right? Do you want to share what it is that you're working on, or is it going to need to be a surprise for the market?
No, I mean, we're working on more agua fresca flavors.
Okay.
So your typical agua frescas are usually, you know, tamarindo, and that's our next flavor. So this one was a flavor that we mix because I'm a big mixer. I am that person that will go and mix a bunch of drinks to create that one.
Right.
So we did that because of that, but now we're going to be, our next drink will be a tamarindo.
Okay.
And what does that mean?
Tamarindo is a...
Oh, tamarindo.
Yeah.
Oh, yes. That's a flavor. Yes.
Yeah.
Okay, cool. Well, you asked the question. Now answer the question.
It's like a pod.
So all of us know.
It's a fruit.
It's a fruit.
Yeah. Okay. And it's I like to almost call it like a sweet tea.
Okay.
That's really what... with a little...
It's going to be a little more of the action that it's, that flavor's going to bring.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
What's your guess? Because we can have like, oh, this is what our timeline is, but 6 weeks, 3 weeks from now is still 6 weeks out in the business that we work in. So, I mean, I've had it where 6 weeks, 6 weeks from then is still 6 weeks out. And I'm like, gosh, what are we doing, right? So what is your plan, right? Understanding that, you know, somebody's probably watching this a little bit after. So like, sometime in 2025, this is going to happen. When's your guesstimate on when you might be able to bring that to market?
I am working on bringing it for Cinco de Mayo.
Okay.
So that is like coming up real fast.
Yeah. So if you're listening to this, this might be right around the corner.
Yeah.
This might be right around the corner from when you're listening to this.
Mm-hmm. Well, and you do have some cool events coming up. Mm-hmm. Are you going to be at CannaFest?
We will not be at CannaFest. Okay. I did not sign up for that one.
Okay.
But we are working on some sponsorship deals that we're doing with other people. And then we are working on our own events for like Sip and Paint.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. That we are working on for 420 and then also Cinco de Mayo. And kind of really bringing also art and social justice together and kind of seeing where that goes with it, because I think we can tell a lot of stories through art.
Mm-hmm. That sounds great.
Mm-hmm. And destigmatizing the plant with it.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to it.
Sometimes you just need to put the brush to the canvas. The fun part's the paint.
I love your, where you are, you have such beautiful art on your walls. You. A lot of places don't have that.
Thank you. Yes, yeah. I've noticed that. Yeah. When you come into the dispensary. Yeah.
Yeah. And it speaks, it tells a story.
Yeah.
It's all stories that you see. And so I love that.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you. We try to bring back like that kind of old school hip hop look to, you know, back when, you know, we was really, really stigmatized.
Mm-hmm.
And we try to keep some cool books on the coffee table. Like one is called A Time Before Crack.
I like that. Yeah. That title alone is, I will pick that up.
Yeah.
It's fantastic. I'm interested already, wondering what's inside that cover.
Yeah. And then when you go through the other doors and you see all the marijuana wallpaper and, you know, we even have some fake marijuana on the walls and with the mirror. And well, thank you. Thank you.
That's amazing. Yeah. That's, okay, so you got that coming. I mean, there's a lot. We've got a lot of year left.
We do.
Right?
We
so do. You're coming out with a beverage. You're going to do another beverage. You're going to do another. You're going to do another type of edible. Are you? Your creams are in market.
They're not. So that will be. We just do those direct to consumer.
Sure. So you don't wholesale them out.
We don't wholesale. But that is actually what we are. So I just hired on our sales team.
Okay.
So that is something that they were going to be really pushing out. I am getting our displays ready. So I'm really into wood. I love, and I've actually made all of our displays. So it's going to be big tree trunks that the will hold our stuff in. So it just kind of really represents. I've done a lot of healing in nature, so it's like it has to be. Yeah, and that's from my backyard. Mm. We have rows upon rows upon rows upon rows.
I love it. I love it. Know, and one thing about the space is you can be very creative on what you do with your products. So what I love about Veronica's products is, you know, it comes from her culture and her heritage. And I don't know much about it, but, you know, but I'm curious and I'm open to, you know, listening and learning, and I want other people to feel the same way. You know, beyond the plant, learn about this culture and where she's from and how she's been able to intertwine her culture with the plant. I just absolutely love it. Right. I'm looking forward to, you know, even more than gummies, you know, some Mexican cookies or something like that.
They're so good.
Yes, yes. And because, you know, nobody else can do that.
Well, they there's probably not going to do it as well.
I can't. I'm not doing no Mexican cookies, none of that sauce and I don't know. I can't put like greens and, you know, cornbread in something like that. Sure, but she knows that's, you know.
I mean, I thought maybe I'd come out with a chicken and waffles gummy. Yeah. No joke. Chicken and waffles gummy, right?
I don't know what? That would sell.
You did do Malton fries. Yeah.
Malton fries is
it would sell. Someone would see that name and just want, I mean, even if you had a strain called that.
Mm-hmm. Oh, right?
Like that would, so I would put that up just because of the name.
I know. You think about the genetics of like, what would be the genetics, right? It'd be great if somebody just dropped it into the comments. They're like, so what I think it would be is this and this. It.
Yeah.
And I think that is what we would call chicken and waffles strain.
Chicken and waffles, yeah. Yeah.
But anyways, you created something that you didn't see in the market because you were essentially creating something for yourself, right? And if you yourself want something, right, you're not a psychopath or something like that, right? There's probably somebody else that would enjoy the exact same thing. Turns out likely a whole community that's not being represented in the overarching cannabis community, let's say. And then you come out with really killer drinks.
Yeah, I think Latinos represent 5% in the cannabis market. So it's important. That's like one of our driving factors to make sure we understand and show that we can represent a little bit more too. Because that's a very small percentage.
I feel like it's less than that because for black people, it's only 2%.
Oh, then, yeah.
So it's much less. Hmm. For women, it's 5%, but for blacks, it's 2%. So I know it must be even less for a
lot. Yeah, because they can't be less than where blacks are in the industry at all.
Yeah. Yeah. Wow. Hmm. Yeah. Even when you look at the back of the magazine, I've been looking at this, they've got some pictures of folks who are incarcerated, and it's 90% black and Latino, 95%.
I mean, for what we know of history, that makes a lot of sense, right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And that they're still incarcerated is
still
pretty crazy.
Today.
Right? Today. Like still.
And if you look at our market, what is that?
Right.
Yeah.
It's not 95%.
Right. Mm-mm. Right.
Not even close.
Yeah. Yeah. And some of these folks gone through situations that she just talked about, just, you know, just being undocumented and in the proximity of cannabis can be devastating.
Don't sneeze.
Just being in the car. Mm-hmm. Just being, you know.
And what's sad is even right here in Minnesota, we pose even the same thing because even if you think of our legal market, even our hemp-derived products, if you were to do a drug test on this, what do you still, you're still testing positive.
You're still testing positive
for THC.
It doesn't matter what it was.
Yeah, exactly. It's like, and people, you know, they try to separate, hemp-derived and cannabis. Guess what? It's still THC.
You're still testing positive.
You're still consuming THC. Right.
Yep.
Yep.
Yeah. So it's going to still, the law is going to affect you the same way.
It's just the levels and the amount.
Right.
But so some people say, I still want that hemp-derived stuff. I want some THC. Well, big dummy. It is.
It is.
Yeah.
And when a test result happens, it is, right? Yeah. That's for
when
sure.
You still feel high.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're still going to test that way. Mm-hmm. So anyways, watch out there, right?
Absolutely.
We don't want to be getting deported or anything like that, right? So know who it is, right? Know who mm-hmm. it is that you're hiring. Understand that, like, don't be messing around if you're the proprietor and you're hiring individuals and you're having the right conversations with folks. Mm-hmm. Is what I think we learned outside of all of the wonderful things from Veronica mm-hmm. about her beverages and her edibles and the plans for the rest of the year. What else do you guys have? Real quick, because we're wrapping up.
Well, and it looks like he passed you a note. So.
Yeah, he did.
At Canopy Accounting, we're not just accountants, we're specialists in the green, led by Nikki Roloff, a seasoned CPA with a passion for the cannabis industry, and the team at Roloff Associates. We provide comprehensive accounting services tailored for cannabis businesses in Minnesota. From seed to sale, our expertise covers every financial aspect of your growing business.
Legend Technical Services. Legend is a locally owned and operated private laboratory that has served Minnesota's analytical testing needs for over 30 years. Legend has provided Minnesota's hemp and cannabis industries with invaluable testing services since the inception of these programs in the state.
Do you need legal resource to navigate the ever-changing laws controlling the cannabis industry in Minnesota? Shulman Buskey Reams is your partner in cannabis law. Our experienced attorneys can help you form a cannabis business, apply for business licenses, draft policies and contracts, and fight for you in court, all at a much lower cost than our big law competition. Visit sbrcannabislaw.com for more information. That's sbrcannabislaw.com. Shulman, Buskey Reams, experts in a budding industry.
Hello, friends. Have you ever heard of CannaCon? Are you in the cannabis industry or interested in the cannabis industry? CannaCon is the nation's largest cannabis convention, and we are lucky enough to have it happen right here in St. Paul. Come learn about what's new in cannabis. Come see for yourself that cannabis is about much more than you think. CannaCon offers something for everyone, whether you're new to hemp and cannabis products or have some, let's say, prior knowledge. Come see all that these dedicated and hardworking professionals have to offer, from beverages to sleep aids and everything in between. CannaCon is the place to be.
Arik Canning is a Midwest canning co-packer specializing in small to medium-sized batch runs for non-alcoholic and hemp-derived beverage brands. They provide cold-packed and carbonated aluminum cans, 12-ounce sleeks, along with a variety of other services to get your product to market. Look them up online or call Jake at 763-312-0177. That's 763-312-0177.
This episode is brought to you by Fat Nugs Magazine, where the art of cannabis culture meets world-class journalism. Come explore the fascinating world of cannabis and plant medicines through stunning photography, immersive art, captivating design, and thought-provoking storytelling. Check them out at fatnugsmag.com and see why the entire industry is fascinated by their work.
We have sponsors. I mean, we always talked about our sponsors.
Okay. All right.
Before, but how right. We had so many of them, and Coca-Cola was calling. I talk too much trash about Coca-Cola. I don't think they're going to call. So anywho, before we wrap, what we want to do is we want to thank one of our sponsors, Canopy Accounting Minnesota. They do tailored accounting services for Minnesota's blooming cannabis industry. From seed to sale, we've got you covered. That's their tagline, right? I was going to say they got you covered, but either or, I think it's the same thing. Legend Technical Services, we've had somebody on from
yes.
Legend Technical Services, which is sometimes how we find our sponsors, right? And mm-hmm. in other ways, they just come at us sideways and really yeah. enjoy the conversations that we're having with humans. But Legend Technical Services was one of our guests and shared some time with us. Taylor, is that what you were saying?
Yep, Taylor. Yep.
I was fighting with myself on whether it was Taylor or Tyler.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, yeah.
That's what always happens in my head. I'm like, gosh, which one is it?
I freeze up when I have to come up with a name on the spot.
You know it too.
Yeah.
You know it. And the note he passed me didn't have the right thing on it. Whatever. We'll get these things memorized. So Legend Technical Services, testing and technical consulting. Legend is a locally owned and operated private laboratory that serves Minnesota's analytical testing needs for over 30 years. The rest of that stuff, you should go to their website, and the other stuff, you should go to Canada. Cannabis Accounting Minnesota's website. All of this is going to be amazing, and you should support our sponsors because you like us.
That sounds great.
Well said. Well said.
That's it.
Okay. Yeah. Veronica.
Yeah.
Thank you for coming in.
No, thanks for having me.
Yeah. So where's the next place folks can see you at? Next event you'll be at? Anything coming up, or can they just go to your website and stay posted?
Yes. Go to our website, stay posted. Our Instagram page. You can follow all of our shenanigans that we be doing on there. Mm-hmm. But yeah. Okay. We have some things in the works off the top of my head. I can't think.
I hear you. We talked about a lot of things. We bounced all over the place. And we thank you for listening. And thank you guys for being here.
I love it.
Thank you.
I love it.